Hello, my name is Daniel, and I am interviewing Mrs. Lopez on the subject of traveling. So I suppose we'll just go ahead here with the questions. Hello, Mrs. Lopez.
Hello.
Can you please name some of the countries that you've been to, and what stuck with you the most?
I started traveling to countries closest to my home, like Colombia and Brazil. Then I had the opportunity to go to Europe, some places like Spain, Italy, Germany, Belgium. I lived 2 years in England. And I was fortunate also to live then here in America, in Canada, and currently in the United States.
Okay, thank you. What was your favorite location?
I do not have one country or one favorite location. Many places were very special to me. Depends on the experience at the time and for different reasons. I love Italy, especially Florence, for the vast amount of art that is you can see all through the city. And it's wonderful the access that any person could have to that. For me, it was a very long time dream to have the opportunity to see and to experience places, masterpieces that I have been studying for a very long time. I also love Italian cooking, Italian food, so it was wonderful.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any particular stories you'd like to share about your traveling, whether in Europe or other places?
At the time I traveled to Europe, it was like 30 years ago. I guess it was, I don't know if you could say it was a different war, but for me it was a very nice experience. I found very helpful and friendly people all over during my travel, especially in Belgium, when by my mistake I miscalculate the route and the time of arrival from Amsterdam to Brussels. So by mistake I arrived in Brussels after midnight in a holiday weekend. I didn't have any currency, Belgian currency, and to be honest I didn't know anything about the country. I was just traveling by backpack, train to train. And I found suddenly myself alone in a train station without money, without any reservation or hotel or anything. Unfortunately, some people direct me to the downtown and they told me, well, in any case, I could go to the police station and maybe they could help me to find any information or something. And traveling there while I was walking to the downtown, I heard two people speaking Spanish. And I just felt like it was salvation. I run to them and without thinking, I start asking them for help that I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where I was. I was totally lost. And besides, in Belgium, they speak French. And at that time, I didn't speak any French. And these people helped me, not only took me to a hotel, they found a hotel for me. They took me there the following day there. They went to pick me up. And they were my guides during all the time I was in Brussels. We became very good friends from that point on.
Okay, thank you. That was very insightful to, I'm sure, anyone who wants to travel.
I don't know if it is the same right now.
Okay. After listening to the story you said, do you think traveling has enriched your life in any form?
Definitely. It has allowed me to not only to have more friends, not only to know more places, but to understand better other point of view, to know and to appreciate other cultures. And that at the same time has allowed me to understand better my own culture, because in many ways we are the product of so many places and so many other cultures. And I think in general to be a better person, to have a better understanding of how the human being works, love, express themselves in so many places.
Okay. Thank you for your time.